Nurse.com is proud to be a sponsor of the Ask Nurse Alice podcast. As the premier destination for nursing knowledge and resources, Nurse.com supports your passion for healthcare with an unrivaled collection of tools, articles, and courses tailored for the nursing community. Get your daily dose of things you need to know for your nursing journey. Discover the world of nursing like never before with Nurse.com. Empower your practice, advance your career, and enrich your knowledge. Nurse.com. It's your nurse life all in one place.
You're listening to Ask Nurse Alice, presented by Nurse.org, where Alice Benjamin combines no-nonsense advice with thought-provoking interviews.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ask Nurse Alice podcast, the show where we talk about everything and anything nursing and healthcare related. I'm your host, Alice Benjamin, clinical nurse specialist, family nurse practitioner, and chief nursing officer at Nurse.org, and we're in for a treat, guys. We've been doing a lot of talking about nursing beyond the bedside. What does that look like? Opportunities and, you know, creating new jobs and all of these things. But did you know that probably one of the most common places you go to looking for a job actually employs nurses as well? That's right. We are going to be talking about the platform Indeed and speaking with AKA the Indeed nurse. His name is Dr. Travis Moore. He is a registered nurse and board certified healthcare leader with over 10 years of leadership experience across the healthcare continuum, including emergency department, critical care, ambulatory, and home health. Sounds like my kind of nurse there. And listen here, he holds a doctorate in nursing and health innovation and expertise in nursing administration, team development, quality management, and process improvement. Sounds like a great fit for Indeed because they're looking for all those things in applicants and things like that. Anyway, so please welcome to the show, Dr. Travis Moore, aka the Indeed nurse. Hey, Travis.
Hey, Alice. Thank you so much for having me. This is exciting.
I'm excited to have you because I'll be honest, I have used Indeed numerous times and I never knew that a platform like that employed nurses. I just did it. I don't know why. Like I should be taking my blinders off, you know, in 2023. However, really, I'm going there. I'm thinking, oh, these are HR folks and, you know, kind of just HR-ish type of things, but didn't really consider a nurse there, but it makes perfect sense, especially since healthcare is the biggest business out there. But before we get too deep into that, Travis, I always ask my guests, tell us a little bit more about you and your journey into nursing and how did you end up at Indeed?
Thanks for the question. And it's a really interesting story. So I'll start from the beginning. So I've been a nurse. I've been in healthcare for almost all my life. So I think I joined the volunteer rescue squad when I was like 14 is what they called a cadet member. And essentially during that time, you could like wash the trucks, sweep the floor, and you got a t-shirt. And I wore that t-shirt to school basically every day. So I thought I was the coolest kid on the block because of that. And then when I turned 16, I got my EMT, continued volunteering. After graduating from high school, I became a paramedic. And then a few years later, I became a registered nurse. So I've really had just like an amazing opportunity as a nurse to be able to work in so many different environments. So I've worked across the country from Virginia to Minnesota to California. I've also had the opportunity to work in a variety of roles. So as you mentioned, I started my career as a nurse in the emergency department, working at a level one trauma center, went and worked at a couple other emergency departments, mostly focusing on pediatrics, decided that I wanted to kind of take that beyond the hospital, went out and worked in ambulatory care for a while. And then moved even further upstream into home care and helped with the home care startup. So, throughout my career, I've always been drawn to helping people, right, as a nurse. And so I started to get drawn even more to helping nurses and other healthcare professionals with this really strong desire to really challenge the way that healthcare does business. And so that's what ultimately led me to get my doctorate in nursing practice with a specific focus on healthcare innovation and leadership. And really throughout that experience, I was able to get outside of the United States and I traveled to other countries and saw how other healthcare systems work and see firsthand how nurses impact healthcare across the globe. Since then, I've had a variety of leadership roles and have found really different ways to push the boundaries. And I think Indeed is just like another example of a way that I'm able to do that. So I'm the first nurse that Indeed has ever hired. And the sole focus is to really support our research and development of our platform and make this thing better for everybody, for our job seekers and our employers. it's a really, I think, an example of how Indeed is and what our culture is like and how we really think outside of the box, which strongly aligns with my own personal mission, vision, and values. So essentially, while I've always had this passion for helping people, now that I'm in Indeed, I get to help people in a different way, and I get to help nurses and other healthcare professionals get jobs.
I love it all. I'm here for it because it sounds like, I mean, you've had a colorful clinical work experience, which I'm all for it because I want people to, I would say, you know, follow your passion, do what brings you joy, do what you're interested in. Because, you know, some people, they get in these jobs, are like, I hate it here. I don't want to do anything. But you've been able to take everything you're passionate and interested in and find an opportunity and then another opportunity and grow and learn more and educate yourself. And now you found yourself, like you said, in a position that's aligned with a lot of the things that, you know, that you're interested in, passionate about, and you're at Indeed. Now, I know I'm very familiar with Indeed because, listen, I've used that for plenty of job searches and I've been found quite a few times. So thank you. But for those who may be new to it or not as familiar, can you tell us, our audience, a little bit more about what is Indeed?
Yeah, of course. So Indeed is the number one job site in the world. We have over 3 million unique visitors every month. And really, our big focus at Indeed is the job seeker. So everything we do is putting our job seeker first. We give them free access to search jobs, post their resume, research company through company pages. And every day, we connect millions of people to new opportunities. And so we specifically do that for nurses and healthcare in like a really robust way. And that, again, is kind of the reason that they brought me into the organization to try to see how we can make that even better and easier for nurses to find jobs and healthcare providers to find jobs.
Now, I think that's really interesting because, again, healthcare is the biggest business that's out there. And especially nursing. Nursing, we are the largest segment of the healthcare workforce. And, you know, during the pandemic, we learned, well, we should have already known this, but maybe we were reminded that how important nursing is, how important it is to have nurses working in hospitals. And also, you know, I found a lot of creative new jobs during the pandemic, remote positions, COVID clinics popping up, like things that you wouldn't necessarily find, you know, I don't know that people look in the newspaper anymore. Do they look in the newspaper? I don't know. I don't know if people go finding jobs right nowadays. I go to Indeed.
They go to Indeed. That's where they go.
Online. That's where the jobs are. That's where the jobs are. But, you know, there were so many positions for nurses. And it's really cool that you can go to kind of one place. And it's not like I have to go to this hospital and look at their website for their jobs. Go to this hospital, look for their jobs. Go to, you know, you'd have to think, well, where would I want to work? Well, what if I don't know who's looking for jobs and there's this new company with this new remote position that I would really love to have and I don't know. So I have to go somewhere that's going to put those things in front of me. So I love that you guys are able to do that. And you guys have a lot of great tools on there as well. So, but I'm also curious. So you have all of this wonderful nursing and healthcare experience. You know what it's like to look for a job. So you come with all this information, experience, and energy. We know what nurses normally do, how we're trained to do, you know, the things that now, but you're at Indeed. So can you explain to us or describe to us, what is it like in a day in the life of Travis at Indeed? What's expected of you on a day-to-day basis in that role?
Yeah, absolutely. Our mission here is to help people get jobs. So my job is to help people get jobs through an obsessive focus on the healthcare industry. So what that means is Indeed is aware that job seekers and employers have a variety of needs. They have different workforce drivers across different occupations and industries. And so because of this, organizations have really been focused on innovative ways of thinking and really tackling markets in different ways. So Indeed saw that and recently commissioned this team of what they call category managers to really focus on those occupations within those specific categories that are really struggling to find workers. And so healthcare obviously is one of those big areas. So my job is to really bring that external experience that I have as a nurse, all that work that I've done as trying to find a job, as a job seeker, also as a hiring manager, and bring that in to the organization and help inform some of the decisions that we make inside the organization. So I have a lot of different teams that I partner with, from product development, product improvement, our marketing team, sales, and I even collaborate with our incubator team that is charged with driving product innovation across industries and really disrupting us from within. And so that really, especially with my background in innovation and leadership within my doctoral program, really gets me excited about how do we think about things that are going to be impactful in the next 3 to 5 years, and how do we disrupt what we're currently doing and make what we're currently doing better. So I get to bring all of this industry experience and this thought process as a nurse, because, you know, as I tell everyone, nurses have such transferable skill sets. You know, think back to nursing school, you talk about ADPI, and you can take that same process and you can apply it to any problem in the world and you can come up with solutions, right? Nurses are expert problem solvers. And so being able to use that kind of background to be able to come into Indeed, really understand what job seekers are looking for, really understand the environment that they're going to work in, really understand how these industries work, why nursing is so important, why other healthcare professions are so important within this, within these organizations, allows me to have a kind of a different lens to think about things differently, so that when we're developing these products and we're developing these strategies to be able to really reach our job seekers and help connect job seekers with that amazing opportunity, I have kind of a different lens to be able to help bring those things together in kind of a, in a, the most meaningful way possible.
So Travis, we have like aspiring healthcare workers, aspiring nurses, and we have nursing students and, you know, new nurses, experienced nurses, and even folks that are even retired still listening and checking in. And I know they are probably sitting there like, who would have thought I could have done something like that? And they're probably like, dang, I should have thought of that first, because it really makes sense. It really, really makes common sense. And businesses are getting smarter, guys. They're recognizing, like you said, nurses have very transferable skills. We can literally problem solve anything, just about. Just stick us in a place where there's a problem, ADPI, like you said. And for those nursing students who, I hope you know your ADPI, assess, diagnose, plan, implement, and evaluate. Okay, just friendly reminder for those of you who are preparing for the NCLEX.
All right, your little nursing school.
There you go. For today. Exactly. Now, okay, so let me switch gears a little bit, because I've been in healthcare nursing for 20 plus something years. I know what it's like to look for a job. Sometimes, Travis, that job search can be tedious. And we've all gone to different places, whether it's the hospital website or whatever different platforms. It's, you're filling out an application for a travel, whatever job it is in nursing, it can be tedious. And you're like, oh my God, click, 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 click. You just want to get through that application as fast as possible. And sometimes I'm like, why can't there just be a universal job application somewhere, right? Sometimes we are in such a hurry to get through the application, because many of us are operating out of frustration because maybe we don't like where we're at, or we're in a money crunch. We're like, oh my gosh, I need a job. So we're skipping through things thinking, oh, I'll get a chance to tell my employer that once I get an interview. Once I get an interview, I'll elaborate. But, you know, sometimes we don't get that interview. So can you walk us through what's right or wrong with that thought process about going through your application too quickly?
Yeah, totally. No, I resonate with that. I think we've all been there. I think everyone's, you know, it's, especially with the volume of jobs out there for nurses right now, and trying to figure out, you know, what your passions are and how they align with what you want to do, and the different opportunities that exist, especially as you mentioned earlier, in a post-COVID world where these new positions are popping up everywhere, you know, how do we navigate that? And so, like, Indeed, we try to make getting a job as easy as clicking a button. So currently we don't even require job seekers to fill out a profile before they start their job search. But by putting your information into your Indeed profile, it does help you get better results from your search. So for nurses especially, our website has a tremendous volume of job postings. The other day I went on Indeed.com and did a basic search for nurse jobs. And I think there were like 600,000 job returns in the United States, right? Like how can you even possibly go through that many jobs, right? It's amazing that we have that many opportunities, but we need some ability to kind of like filter and sort through to figure out how to best find what's going to match with us. So the more information that you add into your profile, it's going to help narrow down those search results and give you better, more relevant results, so that you can approach this job search with a little bit more finesse and stop wasting your time going through things that you know you're not going to be interested in in the long run.
When you are on Indeed, let's say I filled out my profile as much as possible so I can get the jobs that are most aligned with how I've described myself. There are some jobs out there that, you know, some companies I'm really familiar with. I know that, like, okay, yeah, that's CVS or that's this hospital, this, you know, so I know about those. But then there are some other positions that'll pop up like, never heard of that, in type of thing. So just kind of curious, what are some red flags that you can provide us to kind of help us steer clear of some sketchy jobs?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. So one of the things, one of the resources we have for job seekers is we have a guidelines for safe job search on our platform. So if you go into Indeed and you specifically look for our how to safely search for a job, it'll give you like tons of information and best practice on how to do your job search safe, right? So a couple of big things that are on there is first, like never send any form of payment to a potential employer on Indeed, right? So like sometimes you have those people that reaching out, asking for money or be like, oh, we just need this quick fee quickly. You know, that's not us, all right? And that's some type of a scam. So never send money over our platform. The next, on the opposite side of that, never accept money up front for the work that you've not been performed. So like there's some scams going on out there that are trying to give you money to say, oh, we value you, we want to keep you on the hook for this job, blah, blah, blah. So that's another thing to be aware of. And then, you know, one of the like basic things I think is just like look for like verifiable company email addresses when you're having communication with some of these recruiters, right? So if you are applying to a job at, say, Kaiser Permanente, you're going to look for at kp.org, right? That's like their website. It matches to their company top level domain, right? Same thing if you're going to work for Fairview or something like that. So make sure it's not, you know, healthcare recruiter at google.com, you know, like let's make sure that's what we're looking at. And then next, be cautious when pursuing some of those positions that have like really crazy looking salaries, perks, or flexibility that really seem to be too good to be true. So, you know, a lot of times we're seeing some examples coming through that is just like, oh, wow, this job is like got barely any requirements and you're making a ton of money. And it's like, you don't have to have any experience. You know, you have to think about like, do we really think that that's possible? That seems a bit too good to be true. So go and ask questions to confirm that the positions, you know, you understand exactly what the position is requesting. You understand if it's salaried, making sure that it's not some kind of weird compensation model that you're not familiar with. So just like be aware as like the type of jobs are really expanding in healthcare and across all industries. Just be aware of little things like that to, you know, make sure you're not just like taking all hook, line, and sinker when you're seeing some of those really hard to believe to be true opportunities come across your desk.
Yes, guys, proceed with caution. We all want a job. I get it. But be careful. Good to keep your antennas up. Be on the lookout for that. So thanks for that. And I didn't know there was a tool on Indeed that showed you that. So listen, we're getting all kinds of tools and nuggets today. Okay, here's another one, which I know a lot of people probably have this question. So I've seen some really great jobs on Indeed, and I've looked through some of the criteria. I'm like, oh, got that. Don't got that one, but I got that, and I got that. So should we still submit to job posting, even if we don't meet all of the criteria? What are your thoughts on that, Travis?
Yeah, so this is a great question, too. So it's not a cut and dry answer, right? So the first I would start with reviewing the job description and really understanding what the minimum qualifications for the job are. Many of the posts on Indeed will list either required or preferred qualifications to help you better understand your fit for the position. But again, some situations are different. So like, let's take, for example, you have a requirement listed as an active RN license in Wisconsin, right? That's likely pretty inflexible because of professional licensure laws. You have to have a registered nursing license in order to be able to practice. But let's say you have an active license in another state, or you recently graduated and have taken your NCLEX, you're just waiting for your license to be printed, essentially. Or you have some kind of means, your license is immediately, you're able to obtain that or you're immediately planning to get it. Then you might still be a good fit for that job, right? Because the barrier to you getting whatever the requirement in isn't really that high. I just have to apply for a new state license, or I have to pass my NCLEX, but I've done all the things I need to do to be eligible for this license, right? So on the other hand, if you haven't attended nursing school or you have no immediate means of obtaining an RN license in Wisconsin for whatever reason, then it's probably not the best option for you, right? So at another scenario would be, let's say that you have an active license, but the job post requires 2 years of a particular type of experience, say med-surg, right? Since this is more related to the level of experience, there might be a little bit of more flexibility here. So I would encourage the job seeker to think about the level of equivalent experience they might have. So say you have 18 months of med-surg experience, but not quite 2 years. or let's say you have 2 years of acute rehab experience, you still might be a good fit for that position and should consider applying despite not having the specific qualifications listed. So it's not necessarily like a one-size-fits-all situation, but it really requires you to kind of like think about what are the requirements and what do I have that's equivalent to that that might be able to suffice in this market? Because, you know, as everyone knows, there's a lot of nursing need out there right now. So employers are being pretty flexible in what their requirements are. So just look at those, look to see if it's a difference between a preferred or a requirement, and then think about how that might apply to you and your experience.
That is important. And actually, the latter example you gave about the years of experience, like I've seen some that says, you know, 5 years experience required within this particular specialty. So if you got four, maybe, or, you know, a real strong, solid three and like high level of experience, it sounds like you might be able to sell yourself in an interview if you get to that point. But if you have always done home health and they're looking for someone with 5 years, you've been a nurse for 5 years in home health, but they're looking for 5 years of critical care experience, doesn't sound like you would have the experience or the equivalent for that position. So I think we just got to really think about what is the job going to be expecting? What are you going to be doing on a day-to-day basis? Because I think you also, even though we want jobs, we also want to make sure we're in the right fit. Otherwise, you're going to be unhappy. You might be very unhappy in that role because you're going to need all of this support and experience and mentoring, but they may be looking for somebody ready to rock and roll.
Exactly.
And you're going to rock and roll yourself into a headache. With that yeah. type of, if you get through those doors, set yourself up for success. And listen, guys, I say that to say there's another job, okay? There's another job that you can always be looking for. So that's awesome. Tons of jobs there. What are some important considerations to make when you're evaluating the job offer? So I've submitted, I've gone through an interview. It looks good. What should I consider? So I know that I'm making a good decision.
Before accepting any offer, really review the offer carefully and understand what the terms are. And also, one of the big things that I really like to remind nurses that nurses specifically often forget in many cases is you can negotiate a lot of that, right? You can negotiate the terms of salary sometimes. I know there are some inflexible environments where you can't exactly change your salary. But there are other things you might be able to change, like can we talk about more PTO or can we talk about increased flexibility? And even more recently, we can even see like, is there a virtual component to this? Can I have some of my shifts, you know, mixed up? Do I always have to work every single day in the intensive care? Or is there an ability for me to work 2 days at the bedside and 1 day doing education or doing virtual nursing or something like that? So that's one of the first things. But, you know, as with any job, like pay is going to be a huge part of this, right? So it's really important to assess what your income potential is at that potential employer and then compare it to whatever your financial needs are. So don't get yourself in a situation where you're just like, well, I don't know if that's going to be enough money for me. And then you end up doing it for a while and realizing that it's not a good enough position. You're not getting enough hours. Your base pay isn't big enough to where you put yourself in a situation where you end up leaving a couple months after you start. Another big part of your compensation is benefits, right? So not only do you get a salary, but some of these positions offer benefits. So if you're working a big enough FTE schedule, you'll be able to get those benefits. And some hospitals are even starting to like really think deeper about things like retirement plans and other indirect benefits like health insurance, vacation pay, sick pay, family medical leave. Some are even often offering like sabbaticals for nursing, right? And so when you're looking at two companies, start to look at their benefits package and not just the salary. One of the other big things that I think is especially really relevant in nursing is working hours, right? So knowing the type of shift that you're going to be required to work. Are you working days, evening, nights, swings, right? Are you working 12-hour shifts, 10-hour shifts, 8-hour shifts? Can you pick up a 2-hour shift, right? But when I started in nursing, a 2-hour shift didn't exist. Now it's like, oh no, we have 2-hour break coverages that we're having in the middle of the day that you can pick up. Right? Is there a weekend requirement? Do I have to work weekends at all? Is it every other weekend, every third weekend? Another big thing is how do I get my schedule? Is it self-scheduling? Is it a block schedule? How far in advance do I get my schedule so I can plan my life? A lot of us have families and we have other obligations and work is not the only thing we have going on, right? So how are you meeting me where I'm at with scheduling? And the other big one that we always talk about is PTO, right? What does that process look like? Is it like as long as, you know, we only let one nurse off at a time, or we only let two off at a time, and you have to submit it 6 months in advance, and we tell you the week before? Like, what does it look like? A lot of companies are really focusing on these ancillary kind of programs to really support the flexibility of nurses and healthcare workers in the hospital, because they see it, they get it. Employers understand that nurses have a lot of options, and they're really trying to be flexible with the kind of things that they're offering, the schedules that they're providing and allowing, the different compensation structures that they're putting out there. And they're really open-minded. So I think my biggest thing when it comes to taking a new job is go into the interview with an open mind. And when you ask these questions that may go, you know, converse to what you need in your life, ask if they can change it. Is that inflexible? Do I have to work three shifts every week? Do I have to work only day shift? Do I have to work only 12-hour shifts, right? Because I think employers are the spot where they want to meet you where you're at. And at the end of the day, you know, what does it hurt to ask? If you go in there and they're like, oh, it's only 12-hour shifts, and you say, okay, well, can we make it 10s? And they can say, well, we might be able to make that work, you know? And you might find yourself a position that wasn't necessarily broadcasted or marketed, but maybe a viable option for you in the end. So ask the question.
Absolutely. Closed mouths do not get fed, guys. And you never know. I mean, the worst that they could say is no, but what if they say yes to the, yep. You're like, wow, all I had to do was ask. You're probably not the first person who's asked these questions. And I think it's so important that we, you know, verbalize what we really want, because we want you to be happy. We don't want you to get into kind of a job that you really don't want. You're not happy with the hours. You're not happy with the salary. Like, why put yourself through that misery? And I also have to say this, on the employer side, guys, it does take, you know, quite a bit of investment to onboard people. So just as much as you want a good job, they want a happy employee who's going to be there for a while. So let's get this all, you know, get these questions out of the way, because you're interviewing, just like they're interviewing you, you're interviewing them, and then make the decision. You have over 600,000 other jobs to work on Indeed.
I just did a search to see what we're at today, and I just searched the term nurse, and this is across the U.S. platform, 560,000 jobs right now. So with just nurse. So that includes nurse practitioners, LPNs, RNs, so forth and so on. So lots of opportunity out there, right?
There is, and I think that's important, because I have a job, but I still have my Indeed account, which I'm going to get to in a second here. But Travis, I want to ask, so we're familiar with Indeed. You talked to us about how to kind of fill out our profile so we can get those most relevant aligned jobs in front of us. I go through an interview. I get this nice job offer. That's great. But what if, you know, I didn't quite land that job? Does Indeed offer any type of career assistance that can help me besides with how to, you know, fill up my profile and my posts? Are there any other job assistance tools that you guys offer?
Yeah. So Indeed offers like a ton of support, actually. So if you go in, like we talked about earlier, filling out your Indeed profile, we offer like application and interview tracking services so that you can actually track the number of applications you put in. What have you interviewed for it? If you need to follow up on it, that sort of stuff. We also, speaking in an interview, we offer interview prep. How do you prep for those interviews? How do you drive conversations, really putting your best foot forward in front of a potential employer? We offer resume services. We have a couple of different things here. So one is our automated instant report. So you can upload your resume and it gives you instant feedback on your resume. We have a review program where you can email it in. We'll give you notes, send it back after a review. You can do a live chat with the resume specialist. You can ask somebody to write your resume. You send us your information and we actually write it for you. We have a cool resume building software on our platform. So you go in, you get to pick the template, you put in the information and it makes it all pretty for you. We also offer career pathing services. Those are things like we offer career coaching, career explorer, career advice. So that really helps, especially as nurses, as we're trying to think of like, what's next? How do I translate my skills at the bedside into whatever that next position is? You can use some of those services. We also offer things like salary reporting. What are nurses making elsewhere in other cities, other states, other departments, other hospitals? We help with offer negotiation because, again, we're not great at offer negotiation. So how do I confidently go in and ask for more money or ask for more benefits? And then finally, we have this really cool certification finder. So you can go in and search for a specific certification in the area you live in, and it'll give you the different organizations that provide that certification for you in that area, as well as cost. So say you need to recert your CPR, and that's not, you know, you either in between jobs or in a travel position, whatever, and you're looking for like just to get your CPR renewed, you can go to our certification finder, type in CPR in Atlanta, Georgia, and it'll give you all the different places that offer it. So we try, our number one focus is job seeker. So we want to wrap around the job seeker and help support you in every way possible to help you get your next job.
I did not know Indeed did all of those things. And I, because you know what, I'm the person who's probably been like, click, 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 like just looking for jobs, hurry up and click, click. Guys, if you really should, I know many of us already have Indeed accounts. If anything that he just said was like, huh, I didn't know, you better get your butt on Indeed and really optimize your profile, because you really want the best jobs in front of you and you want to be the best candidate. And it sounds like there's a lot of tools on there that can help you, you know, beef up not only just your profile online, but really help you with some of the skill sets and communication tools to really negotiate and navigate these employment waters. Once we have a job and we land our job through Indeed, should we be, you know, turning off our Indeed account? Is there like a pause button? I'm a nurse who's always still looking, so I'm going to keep mine open. But for those who might be like, you know what, I'm fine with my job, I'm happy, should they turn it off? Or like, what can you do? Because you don't want to look, you know, because I'm sure employers are getting on there, they're looking at your profile and they may send you a notification of interest. I don't want to, let's not be rude, let's not burn bridges. It's like, because maybe someone's trying to contact me and I'm unresponsive. And so I don't want later down the road, I'm looking for a job with them, or like, oh, yeah, we contacted you, you ignored our messages. Like, what should we do? So I'm maybe not bombarded with notifications, but I'm also not being rude to future employers, potential future employers.
Yeah, well, super relevant. We were just talking about how frequently, you know, we're always on the prowl, right? So what I would recommend, instead of closing your account altogether, we do have that pause button. So there, if you go into your options, you can pause your alerts. And then you can also set your resume to private so that your information is not even searchable on Indeed. So that when employers are looking for those job seekers, they won't find your resume. The other thing to think about is like, okay, me personally, I'm a millennial nurse, right? So I know that like in about 2 years after I start a new job, I'm going to be thinking about my next job, right? And I'm probably going to be back on Indeed looking around to see what kind of options I got. And if I close my account, while I can create a new one using the same email address, I have to re-enter all of that information. And if we spend all this time filling out our profile, uploading our resume, we already, you know, went through the process. We've looked at companies. We interviewed with companies. All that information is lost. So if you just put it on pause, you still have access to go back there and look at, oh, yeah, I remember I applied for that job, or, oh, I interviewed for that job and I didn't get it, but I really liked the company, so maybe I want to try again. You can remember all those things from your last job search because they're all saved right there in the profile if you use those services like the resume tracking, interview tracking, that sort of stuff. So I think my advice is just click that pause button. Come back later, you know, whenever you're ready to find your next job. Make it easier on yourself.
Oh, yes. Work smarter, not harder, guys. So just put that puppy on pause and then continue what you're doing. And then, yes, when you're tired of your job or looking on the prowl, like looking for something new, you can turn it back on and get all those notifications and look at all those 600,000 jobs that are out there, you know, just at the click of a button. I love it. So, Travis, this has been like, I thought I knew Indeed, but now I know Indeed. Like, Indeed, I know Indeed, right? This is some really great
Indeed
stuff. I love it. And Indeed to our listeners as well. So this has been some really great information because, again, in nursing, the possibility, the options are endless. There are so many different jobs out there. And you know, obviously we know the bedside, we know the clinics and those type of things, but I think the pandemic really opened our eyes to how much of a demand there is for us. Also, the creation of new jobs. How do we find this out? Like, who knew, guys? Did y'all know that there was an Indeed nurse? And even with myself, chief nursing officer at nurse.org, that position didn't exist before. I've interviewed other people. Like, these positions are being created. Wherever there are people, there are problems. And nurses, we're problem solvers. And you may not be aware that these jobs exist. Rather than going to a million and one different hospital websites or business websites, you can go to Indeed, build a profile, get the tools and tips that you need to optimize yourself and your profile to, you know, get in front of employers. And then literally at the click of a button, submit interest. I love it. And I like the history. I love that you guys keep it there, because sometimes I'm scrolling through a job. I'm like, this sounds familiar, but I don't know. Did I? And then you're like, oh, yeah, I did apply for this job. Or, you know, then you have that reminder. So lots of great tools there. So, Travis, this has been a great interview. It's an Indeed 101. For some of us, it's upper division, 210. So I love it. Thank you so much. It's a great tool. All of us will need it, especially. And if you're a nursing school, don't think that this is too far ahead of you, okay? Because you're probably having to work. I mean, even though we're talking about healthcare nursing jobs, there are other jobs on Indeed. So, you know, this is something that you can apply to yourself, and you can tell maybe your brother, your cousin, your sister who works in banking or the restaurant industry or wherever. This is a great tool for people who are looking for jobs and careers that maybe don't know where to go or where to start.
So true. And you can actually search for new grad RN jobs on our platform as well to see those specific positions that are really geared towards new grad RNs. And then, of course, you know, if you get into the healthcare profession working at all in any kind of capacity in healthcare, it gives you just more experience, makes you a stronger nurse. So when you hit the ground running, you're going to have so much more contextual experience to be able to apply to being a nurse as well. So get out there, get those healthcare jobs.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much, Travis. Before we let you go, can you any last parting words from yourself or from Indeed as we, you know, we're entering the second quarter of the year. Nurses, we're still in high demand. Any parting words or inspirational words for us as we move forward in our job searches?
So I think that we live in a world right now where we're coming out of a pandemic and it's a new world, right? We went through this crazy disruption called the pandemic where we learned how to do things in a different way and kind of had a different frame of mind. And we're in a new space now where healthcare is being reinvented. And nurses are so incredibly important, and they are the fabric of healthcare, and they are really driving health across our nation. And so right now we're at a new space where there are changes of positions, and there's more flexibility where there hasn't been, and there's a new emphasis on flexibility. And really take the time to think about what it is that you want to do and how you can deliver the impact that only you can make, and execute on that. And we are here to help partner with you in that by helping provide those jobs, provide you the opportunity to be able to see what options you have in front of you and to be able to compare those options effectively and efficiently so that you can make the next career or the next job within your career the best option for you that's going to ultimately work out for not only you, but your family and your situation.
Thanks so much to Travis, as well as Indeed, for coming on the show and sharing those things with us. Guys, I'm Nurse Alice. This has been an amazing time getting to chat with you. And shout out to nurse.org. They are a wonderful platform. Without them, the podcast wouldn't be possible. Like, they are such friends and family of nurses. If you haven't already, make sure to visit nurse.org. Check out all the great information and articles that are on there. Everything from nursing school to practice to NCLEX to certifications, education, careers, pivot changes, and also a little bit of little gossip and tea and things that are going on in the healthcare and the world that we as nurses should know about. We'd love to hear your comments and feedback about this podcast, this topic. You can email me at nursealice@nurse.org. Also, you can send an audio text or voicemail to 725-910-9676. That is 725-910-9676. Let us know what you thought of the podcast. Perhaps there's also another topic that you'd like to hear about, or maybe you'd like to be a guest on the show. We'd love to hear from you. So let us know. And then also make sure to share this podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms. Sharing is caring, whether it's a classmate, coworker, your manager, or an aspiring nursing student. Sharing is caring. And this is information that we definitely want to get out. As nurses, we're the largest segment of the healthcare workforces. Let's support one another and share this podcast. So I'm Nurse Alice. Thanks so much for tuning in. I could do this forever. Talk, 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 talk. You know me. But I'm going to end it here. So until next time, guys, please make good choices, be kind to one another, and live well, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Ask Nurse Alice. Visit nurse.org for nursing career, education, and community resources.